by releasing a lot of BTO flats, by releasing a lot of sales of balance flat in the last few years as well as now, okay, they are trying to decrease the demand for resale HDB flat, increase the supply for resale HDB flat. They are doing both sides, you know. They're decreasing the demand, increasing the supply, making the HDB market even slower. You see, if you do one side, like decrease the demand, then the supply don't move, it's okay, you know, it's not too bad. It's like maybe times one or times two, maybe times two, okay? If you say that, okay, you increase the supply, but demand stay, it's also times two. But now you are doing this. This is times four, guys, times four. Okay, so how do they decrease the demand? What happened is they make more buyers go and buy sales of balance flat, more buyers go and buy BTO flat. So the buyers don't come to the resale market to buy the resale flat. Then they make the current HDB owners use their second BTO chance. So this HDB owner that use their second BTO chance, they will go and buy a sales of balance flat or BTO flat. When the flat is ready, they have to sell their current HDB flat. Okay? When that happens, they are forced to sell. So must sell fast because the house ready already. The house will call them, hey, you know, you better come and take. If not, later on, you don't take by when, then we have to let go. The BTO flat cannot sell to you anymore. Then you will lose your deposit. So these people will try to sell. When they try to sell, they need to sell fast. They'll try to sell cheap. Because no choice. If they don't sell cheap, they cannot meet the timeline of collection, the key collection for their BTO flat or their sales of balance flat. So this is currently happening in the resale market.